I personally evangelize exactly the way I preach. I take people as quickly as I can to the issue of sin. I mean, there's a starting point, there's an initial conversation at some point, but as fast as you can get to the category of sin and begin to define sin as a violation of the law of God and without remedy within the power of the sinner, and bring to the sinner the realization of this condition in which he stands unforgiven and under divine condemnation with no potential remedy within himself. If at that point he has no interest, then there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. There's nowhere to go. You can't get around that. You've got to go right through the issue of sin. And to talk, as I just briefly mentioned this morning, about not your sin and your sin, but your sin and your goodness, and your sin and your religion, that your religion is despicable to God, that it is an affront to God, that it is blasphemy to God. And I know the idea is that's too hard, but hard truth makes soft people, because it is the hard truth that the Spirit of God uses to crush the sinner's will and hard-heartedness. And I think even when you go on from there and you preach in your ministry and you teach your people, it is the straight, hard-hitting exposure of sin, the call to holiness, no compromise, strong conviction in love that softens people, that makes them pliable in the work of the Spirit, that causes them to abandon self-centeredness and selfishness. So I think you get the wrong effect altogether when you soften the message. You just get hard, self-indulgent, selfish people wanting God to do for them what they already wanted to do before they ever heard about what He would do for them. Mm-hmm.